Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to. Hello? Hello?
James.
Hey.
James.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, there's the song. Okay, you can kill the song.
How do I do that? Bottom one, wake up.
Just scroll above to the left. The dials.
Okay.
Alright. So from the top, okay? 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton. This is Wake Up 9/11 Radio. Fuck, I did it wrong. All right, who cares? So, what do you want to talk about today, buddy?
How are we going to fix the world and make it a better place for everybody?
That's a good idea.
Including the evil people that are hell-bent on hurting us out of greed.
Yeah, like, realistically, we shouldn't be like them. You know, we
mm-hmm.
shouldn't want to kill them.
Right.
That's why I've come up with this idea for hell on earth.
Right.
You're
crying out for help.
Yeah. Well, if I have certain criteria for hell. If you murder, maim,
mm-hmm.
Like seriously injure or hurt, if you're
right.
negligent and this is, causes harm or death, if you know, lesser things are cheating, stealing. Lying, but actually
right.
lying
bodily harm.
Probably, pardon?
So I'm
yeah,
saying,
and,
yeah, lying, but bodily harm is the real bad ones.
Yeah, if someone's going to do that act, either out of complete carelessness and negligence or deliberately.
Right.
And we have to reform the entire justice system.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's no justice in the justice system.
Right.
We need real justice.
Yeah.
I was thinking along the lines of three judges and a panel of like 1,000 people paying attention, like doing jury duty. And 1,000
right.
people, the masses, are chosen and they say, you know, hang or keep them or whatever. So it can be
right.
a tie, in which case there's a retrial, or
right.
it can be... 3-1 or 1-3 or
yeah.
all in favor or all against, and
right.
That makes for a much more clear decision.
Yeah.
The other thing I hate about the justice system is, like, you know, 20 years ago they didn't have DNA, or maybe 30 years ago they didn't have DNA evidence, they didn't have videotape
right.
evidence, and
mm-hmm.
people were put away without, you know,
right.
that didn't deserve to. People serving sentences and they didn't do anything wrong, and that's
right.
fucking evil. That's wrong.
And there's
people
a lot
should...
of people that could be cleared today from DNA evidence, and they're not. They're still revoked, and the judges won't hear the cases. And
I also think we should ban lawyers.
Yeah.
Lawyers are probably the worst fucking thing in the whole thing.
Well,
they have
here's
no
the
conscience.
Thing about judges and lawyers, basically, it's all about maritime laws. It's not really justice, and they all
okay.
work for the. They're all basically agents of the Crown of England.
Okay.
Which is the banking system.
Yeah.
It falsifies everything. It makes it all about money. I don't know about Canada, but definitely here in America, the justice system has turned into an industrial endeavor, basically driven on profits, because here the prison system has been privatized now, and by private corporations whose stocks trade on the stock markets, and
right.
the value of these stocks now are based on how many people are incarcerated. Hence the mass incarceration in America. We have more people, over 2 million people incarcerated in America, which is more than any other country on earth, even, you know, the communist ones.
What I heard
China
from other
and
guys.
Russia and stuff. So, and
what I heard from other guys is that... I just want to jump in and say that...
It's based on profit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. When you say God like that, you sound so put out. I'm just kidding.
No,
I just wanted to say that it's not just the prison industry. It's the police.
Right. It's
especially
all tied
the police.
In together.
Yeah, they want to generate profits. The police work for the they don't work for the state, they work for a corporation. And they're not there to serve and protect, they're there to make money for the fucking big
corporation. And hence all these crazy laws that are being passed that are, you know, the average person can't go through daily life now without breaking a law or committing a felony in one way or another. And they're making that way on purpose to fill the jails. And they're giving police quotas. The police have quotas, and it's admitted. So that isn't justice. That isn't, you know, serving and protecting the people. That's working, like you said, for a corporation with an ideology of profit. You know, its bottom line is profit, not justice. There is no justice anymore. It's all
justice
about money.
Justice is like unicorns and rainbows. You know, like it's a fantasy idea. The way it really works is if you can pay a high priced lawyer to defend you, you stand a better chance. But if you're appointed one by the courts, you're going to lose,
and you're going to end up in jail.
Know? Yeah, it's and there's also a saying that goes way back. To the original, the founding fathers, about making too many laws. I don't know the thing, but the point being that the more laws you have, the less freedom you have, and it just goes without saying. It's like kind of obvious. Mm-hmm. Now, in the ideal solution for the future, there would be, like, I think there should be more judges, more people with accredited understanding and the ability to judge properly and carefully without any allegiance to anybody. That are incorruptible, which may not be possible, but if a judge is corrupt, then they get the worst punishment. That 3 minds are better than one, and there's a tiebreaker there, if you have the people being concerned about the judgment of somebody, that it'll raise awareness about the issue, as opposed to it being plastered on the nightly news and framed in a certain way to, you know, like they do all the time. They use it to race bait. They use it to, you know, make things seem something that they aren't. It's used for, you know, and that's another thing. Ban the news. You know, have communications, but it has to, you know, none of this organized fucking corporate news bullshit, 24/7 live news channels and shit like that. That's another story. Now, the reason I said ban lawyers is because everybody, when you're driving 60 in a 40 zone, and the police stops you and says, "Did you see the sign for the 40? And you're "No," you know, that's ignorance. You don't get off because you didn't see the sign. It's your responsibility to see the sign. In fact, any time a policeman in normal circumstances, you can't be negligent of the laws. Even if you are, you don't get off. It's like you have to be responsible.
It's cut and dry.
Yeah, you have to be responsible as a citizen to understand what the laws are, so that you don't break them, and that you know what the cost or the punishment is if you do, and it won't be monetary. There won't be any like fines or this or that. In fact, in my dream future world, there will be no currency. Yeah. It will only be barter and trade and exchange of seeds and nuts. You know, money you can eat. But that is neither here nor there. I mean, you can laugh, not you particularly, but people can laugh about it, but it actually makes a lot of sense. If you can eat your fucking money, then you won't starve and you won't die.
We'll plant it.
And you can grow money, and you can spread it around, and that's fucking
the
idea.
Exactly. And put it to good use. If I could just interject one thing about driving as a whole, basically, I'm sure it's the same in Canada. You know, you have to pay to get a license and all of this stuff. And my gripe with the whole driving thing is that is also a racket, and it's also turned into a privilege. where, in other words, you know, you have to pay the state for the license, you have to pay to register your car, you have to, you know, get it inspected and all of that stuff.
They keep adding on, you know, shit
right.
to pay for, and the people
right.
who don't have the money can't afford it.
Right, and the thing is, you're already taxed, you know, to pay for all this stuff, pay for the roads, you know, there's taxes in the gasoline.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
Supposed to pay for all this stuff, and so
the
all this
lights,
added
guardrails,
extra stuff.
Signs, everything. Everybody's paying
then,
for that, and some people only get to drive.
And then, see, this is the thing. This is my gripe. You know, they make cars that go over 100 miles an hour, but yet they post speed limits of 50, 60 miles an hour. Okay, that's a racket. Okay.
Yeah.
If you want a speed limit, then you should put governors on all carburetors and cars that, so they can't go over that speed limit.
Right.
You know, if you're that concerned about the people's safety, which are what the speed limits are supposed to be for, right, you should govern the cars. You shouldn't make, you know, hot rods that, you know, could go 150, 180 miles an hour.
Oh,
you know,
come on,
that's
John.
My
you're
claim.
Exposing all these assholes for what they're doing.
Well, this is the truth. This is the bottom line. If you want to get down to brass tacks, I mean,
exactly.
You know, and making, in other words, a punishment of taking your privilege away. See, you should be a free human being allowed, since you pay taxes to the state, you know, to build the roads and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't be a privilege to drive on it. You're a free person. You're a free human being. And what they impose is, through the driver's license, is making it a privilege that they can take away. And that isn't freedom. So that's my gripe. That needs to be changed.
All right, well, let's talk about this more, because in the future, let's
mm-hmm.
say the 3% put us under the American military forces, and that
mm-hmm.
There's relatively little damage to the country, North America, and
yeah.
the New World Order is put away, put in hell where they belong,
right.
and that the world goes back to somewhat some semblance of what it was before. Then that
right.
means that the roads are still there. They're not destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, first of all, gasoline-powered cars, at the
yeah.
onset, they made electric engines
yeah.
that drove fairly well.
See, this is the thing, too. There's a really good guy, Michael Rupert, who passed away. Mm-hmm. But he made a movie called Collapse. And it's all about peak oil and,
yeah.
you know, gasoline and all that stuff. And what people don't cease to realize most of the time is the fact that, yeah, you have electric cars, but they still need to be powered by electricity that's powered by still by mostly fossil fuels, coal, you know,
right.
and all this stuff. So it's still – and
yeah, but
so
other...
in that sense, and on top of it, see, like, there's Volkswagen in Germany
yeah.
makes a car that gets, even it still runs on petroleum. I think it's a hybrid, but it gets around 300 miles to a gallon of gas. Okay,
holy
and,
shit! That's,
okay,
wow.
Put that in perspective: 300 miles for 1 gallon of gas. Okay.
Think back in World War II. It was gallons to the mile for the tanks.
Right. So now, but in America, the lawmakers, Congress, and everything have won't allow it
outlawed
to be sold in America.
Right.
Okay. Won't allow this car to be sold in America because it cuts into their profits that they're all
yeah.
invested in, and all these, you know, oil companies. This is where the corruption lies. This is where, you know, they claim they care about humanity and the earth. You know,
and they're lying
through
their teeth.
Right, exactly. The bottom line is still their bottom line, which is their
yeah.
money.
Right.
Okay? So these are the things that truly need to be addressed. And in other words, renewable energy, I'm saying like wind-powered electricity, solar energy, you know, if they really cared about the earth, every roof, you know, on Earth would have solar panels on it. Okay?
You know they have
and,
roads?
And the new thing, yeah, the road panels, right?
Yeah. Fuck,
I
man.
Mean, you know,
every road,
you know, the infrastructure is already there. All you got to do is pave over it with these panels. and you know, the world would be saved.
Not only that, but you wouldn't be reflecting the black tar, the black top wouldn't reflect wouldn't create greenhouse gas. What is it? It absorbs, the black absorbs the light, so it heats the earth.
Right.
These black roads everywhere, or gray, or whatever, they're sucking up sunlight, and it's heating the earth. So, you know, putting solar panels on top absorbs, does the same thing, but turns it into electricity.
Turns that heat into energy.
And they've got energy that, or electricity that they can, they already did it. It's Tesla's idea. And it's transmitting electricity through the air.
The Japanese just did it.
Yeah,
did an experiment where they physically did that. They transmitted electricity through the air and received it. Which,
it's,
you know,
it's
again, these technologies have been in place, like you said, from Tesla, you know, close to what, like a century ago? Or, you know, a little less than a century? And it's all been suppressed. Even that guy in, up by you in Canada, John Hutchison.
Yeah.
You know about him, right?
Guy. Yep, I've heard of him. I know of some stuff.
His whole, you know, he had this little apartment with all this, you know, electronics technology in it, where he produced, you know, same Tesla effects, and it's actually called the Hutchison effect.
Yeah.
You know, the United States and Canadian governments raided his house and removed all of his equipment. That he, you know, I mean, it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars equipment, you know, he got from Army surplus and all this stuff, you know, different places that he acquired all this equipment. And they raided his house and took all his stuff and his notes and everything to, in other words, suppress. Condense these technologies into a hands of a few who will be able to control it.
Yeah,
and this is the thing. It should be made, you know, freely accessible to the world, you know. And there's that other guy who did the hydrogen thing, the hydrogen engine.
Right.
Where he was ready to patent it and everything, and he wound up dead. He went to a meeting with a couple of people in a restaurant, and he died of a heart attack right on the table. They poisoned him to death to suppress the technology. Because, you know, if you free the world, these freaking scumbag lowlives cannot make money, and that's all that this is all about, is so these few scumbags can make money. And,
that's right.
You know, this needs to be addressed, and it needs to be really concentrated on. These people need to be gone after in mass. And
they're
the power that they reap and you know, destroying the world with needs to be taken away from them.
There needs
ultimately
to be like a massive reset button, you know, like, okay, everybody,
exactly.
Now we're changed, all of us, we're changing to this new way of thinking and living and, you know, now. And it's not about the New World Order, okay? It's not a it's not a New World Order. It's new, but it's like, fuck human civilization version 2, you know? And not without the mass killings, or not with the mass killings, and not with the destruction and these pharaohs and these slaves and, you know, like all that other crap. There needs to be, I mean, we all know it. Every little kid can tell you, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? You know, like, and you look to your kids and you're like, well, you know, it's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do. Our government won't
let us. Dominate a culture will kill us all if we tried to do it.
Right. I wanted to bring up the aircraft carriers running on salinated
nuclear
water.
Oh, okay.
They're running aircraft carriers off the water. So
right,
like,
off,
why
off,
the fuck don't we have that in our cars?
Right,
exactly.
Because that's technology.
And the more we go, the more the technology goes, and the more chances we have of, like, escaping the gas, the fossil fuel, the whole bit. But they've towed that bullshit that's destroying the planet. I mean, fracking is all about, energy.
If I could interject,
go ahead.
Have technology where they can, like you said, they can derive fresh water from the ocean water.
Exactly.
California is in severe drought.
And there's a big ocean right next to them.
Right, and so that right there states that it's all contrived, it's all being done on purpose, and California is, you know, a majority of the produce that America and a lot of the world eats comes from California, which in turn now is, you know, it's a form of starvation. They're limiting food
water
supplies to the people.
These bottled water companies, like Starbucks bottled water,
Nestle,
everything.
The Nestle Corporation.
Nestle, fuck, they're the worst.
Right.
They're stealing
water
from California, and it's in a drought, and putting in these petroleum-based products, bottles, for you to consume and make more garbage. It's the whole system's
and give them
fucked.
Money. They're selling you your free water.
Money.
And on top of it, I just like to say that the California drought is definitely man-made. It's being done with technologies like HAARP and chemtrails. You could see the jet stream is constantly going up and over California, and now the Midwest and the eastern United States are getting all the water that California should be getting via El Nino, you know, the storms coming off the Pacific. I just wanted to get that out.
That's true. Well, this is the funny thing is that the cyclonic activity of the storm generation has been reversed. It's not going counterclockwise. It's going clockwise. And what does that tell you? That's never happened before. It tells you that
it's man-made.
It's
man-produced. Right. It's them producing
So let's
it's
go back to the
warfare.
Start.
Okay.
We were talking about a better future for everybody and how we can envision it and how we can all agree that it's possible.
And how
if
we can
we
implement
all,
it.
And, yeah, and
put
everything we
action.
Talked about so far is not far-reaching or strange or whatever, but I want to talk about the Internet now. This is the way of the future, and it is it is amazing. It is truly amazing. It's called white space. And what they're going to do, what they've already got in the works, and they've already tested it out. It just needs to be implemented worldwide, and it'll be free internet for everybody, free communications all over the world. And here's how it works: it uses the old UHF VHF band, and this has been proven over a century not to be harmful to anybody, whereas cell technology is. It's harmful. It creates radiation. There's cell towers that emit radiation. Our brains, our hands,
the
our arms, everything are being...
it's funny how the frequencies are set right to your brainwave frequencies. And interrupts them and disrupts
them. That's all part of their package to disrupt humanity, to make us dumber,
smart meters,
to make
and all
us,
of that stuff, or emitting radiation and the Wi-Fi and all of that. It's horrible.
Yeah, Wi-Fi. You know, right when it started, they started putting it in schools. Like, it's sort of like clinical trials for a drug. They don't even wait a few years. They just push it out there. These kids were like, I don't feel good, I'm sick, and it was the Wi-Fi. You know, some kids are more susceptible to it, and it's real. It's fucking. You can't see this shit, but it's fucking with your head.
People are being bombarded with it. Heavy amounts.
It's frying your brain. And if you hold the goddamn cell phone to your head, you're supposed to hold it way in front of you. And some people do this, and some people don't. But who should be responsible to tell people to do that, and who's going to do it without looking stupid? That's beside the point. You know, it's killing you. It's hurting you. But this white space thing, it uses UHF, VHF, and that is completely harmless, and it emits gigabytes per second transfer. It's incredible. You can transfer a movie, a full Star Wars movie, highest resolution, you can transfer it in like a couple of seconds across the country without antennas, I don't know exactly how it works. I know someone who's in it who knows what they're talking about, who works with the inventor of this, and this is a real deal. And, you know, if we can make it past this horrible, godforsaken potential future, if we can survive it, this is what's in store. And so free internet, free electricity, cars that run on electricity, roads that run on solar, you know, revamping the environment. I say get rid of airplanes. If we went back to taking going to dirigibles like the Zeppelins or or just using the ship, I just want to say as an aside, there's a country called Belize, and in a town called San Pedro, which is sung about by Madonna, they live very slowly. They tell tourists to slow down. Let's slow down our amplitude excitement, our energy. Let's bring this world back down to a peaceful level where we're not high fever pitch, like go, 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 high on coffee. I mean, I drink coffee because I got to go with the flow, but if in a better world, everything would be peaceful. It'd be calm. You know, there wouldn't be any reason to give rise to high energy. You know, airplane is about go, 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 got to be there. And airplane is responsible for lots of deaths, and they're not perfect. I mean, you can still have them, but imagine taking there's this Indiana Jones movie with Sean Connery as the dad of Indiana Jones, and they're on the Hindenburg or something. I can't remember exactly what, but you could see that it was like a restaurant type setting with comfortable everything. And there's actually a movie about the Graf Zeppelin, which made a tour around the entire fucking world, was supposed to stop at the Empire State Building and moor at the top of it and let people out and go into New York City, but it was too windy that day. That's what that building was meant for. It was meant for a pit stop for these Zeppelins. Imagine taking life slow again and just, what's the what's the point of all this? Anyway, your turn, man.
I agree totally. and it's just the industrialized world that's like this. If you notice, the majority of all this go, go, go is actually over the northern part of the equator. The southern part of the equator, it's more relaxed. And so in that sense, it isn't all the, it's just the industrialized world that's, propelling all this, pollution, toxicity, all of it, the whole threat of nuclear warfare. in other words, if nuclear war happens, it won't go past the equator. The southern half of the world would actually be livable. Because in the equator, it won't let the air pass the equator and the water too. But all this stuff. I mean, I just watched a thing last night about the RFID chip and how, they want to implement this to it's going to, if you want to drive your car, you're going to need it. If you want to ride a train, a bus, a plane, anything, if you want to do anything, you're going to have this chip, which is total control. Mm-hmm. And I believe because these technologies are seeping out of the seams, these renewable technologies, this is why they're pushing so hard, is because they are losing control. And this is, what they want more than anything is to dominate everybody on Earth, because if they can't, and these technologies get out and really, start spreading, they're going to lose their battle, very quickly. In other words, with solar energy and electricity, you won't have to pay for electricity anymore. That stranglehold that they have on you will be gone. And in turn, in other words, their wealth will diminish because they won't be receiving that income all the time.
And in contrast, the wealth of everybody on the planet will increase. You know,
exactly. And that's this
the value of a human being.
Hence, what's going on now, which is, you know, the condensing of wealth into a few people's hands, because this is being done out of desperation, because they know what's coming. They know these technologies are going to get out, you know. There's little electric motors that you can build yourself, you know, with your stuff out of like, you know, Home Depot or whatever, that could produce your free electricity for yourself. You know, with just, coils of wire and stuff, you know. Go ahead.
I saw an electric bike made out of the electric boxes were from, I think they were from computers or something. They're just simple. Right. Simple.
Yeah.
And he put it on a bike, 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds. It was like, boom, gone. You know, like incredible
exactly.
speed. But it's not about the speed. It's about the efficiency and the
right. And that's what I was trying to say is there are I'm saying home buildable mechanisms that are self generating. You know, perpetual motors, in other words, that, you know, you could produce electricity off for infinity without any kind of fuel or anything. Once you set it in motion, it'll keep going in motion with magnets and coils of wire.
Right. Yeah, I've seen those, man. That's like a perpetual motion machine. And
it's long been lauded as all you have to do is get an array of batteries in your house, you know, on pallets in your basement, and you can have free electricity from here to
Kingdom Come.
For not one penny. Just, you know, setting that arm in motion, you know, going around coils of wire will produce electricity for you forever.
Right.
All you got to do is keep it, like, lubricated and keep the mechanism, the maintenance on the mechanism itself, and that's it.
That's wild, man. I mean, it's wild, but it's like...
My point is the answers are there. They just need to be acted on and implemented. And we could put these fuckers out of business, you know, tomorrow. Or start to, at least.
Well, if people were aware of this, which is what we're trying to do, is make people aware of not only this, but their intention to... They have their own reasons, but ultimately the reasons are they don't want to lose control and they want total control.
Exactly.
And... you know, this is the bright future we can see that isn't a nuke, that isn't a bright flash from a nuke. It is actually a bright, you know, metaphorical sense future for all of humanity to come together and live in communication as one being, humanity on planet Earth. And, you know, if you think about it really hard, religion is responsible for most of these deaths and wars over the centuries. My religion is better than yours. Or my religion has the true God. Or my religion, you know. There are important things to learn from religion, but it's not the religion. It's the sacred fucking text. I shouldn't say fucking. I should say sacred text. You know, the Bible, the Torah.
And it's people's own spirituality.
The Bhagavad Gita. Pardon?
It's people's own spirituality and learning through spirituality that you should accept everybody for who they are. All religions
do is
divide everybody. That's all they've succeeded in doing. It promotes
and that's all
love.
Countries do also.
Right.
That's all nationalism does.
Exactly.
It pits one. It's been an important step in the evolution of man, or humankind, to work
now.
Together towards achieving goals. But if you look at it, the whole thing, we're at the stage where all of humanity can come together as one, and we don't need any borders anymore. We don't need any religion anymore. If you believe in God or you don't believe in God, I'm telling you, it's the same fucking thing. And if you believe in yourself and if you believe in humanity, that's the same thing. Because believe it or not, you're in existence. And without you, we don't exist. And without us, you don't exist. So it's a paradox, but it's a reality. And the point is that we can exist on planet Earth together for eons in bliss, in fucking bliss.
Right.
And that is something to look forward to.
Right.
Yeah, it's the Garden of Eden in return. It's like, if we stop killing, if we, you know, respect humanity, respect each other, respect ourselves, if we stop polluting, if we stop, you know, destroying, and instead create in a responsible way, the future is so fucking bright. It's so beautiful. It's like I can see it.
So can I. And you're absolutely right.
And there's hundreds and thousands of people that can too. And it's like it's a matter of like when do we come out of the woodwork and all say it all at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing. Like you said, the religion, you know, all these institutions are nothing but control systems used to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
To, in other words, concentrate power into the hands of the few who dominate everyone else. And this is long outdated. It's holding human evolution back intentionally for control, for greed, you know, to, in other words, propel just a few at the top into lives of opulence where they don't have to work. They don't have to, you know, they just get, you know, tons and tons of money put in their bank
accounts
every day. And
these few at the top are insidious, evil fucking pricks. They're assholes.
Right.
They're murderous. And
we
have to stop them.
They claim divine right to rule over everybody.
They're about to kill us all.
Right, which is insanity because they're only humans. They're no better than anybody else. They don't have any special powers. They ain't, you know, their DNA isn't any different than anyone else's. They just claim it is to fool everybody. You know, they claim that it's descendants of Jesus and, you know, aliens and all this crap. It's all just hot air to fool everybody into thinking that they're better human beings. You know, there's something special about them that gives them this divine right, which
right.
is, you know, they're just people, just like you and me.
That's right. We shouldn't look up to anybody as being better than ourselves. We're all the same.
Right.
We're all different.
Right.
Hey, listen, this is a very important thing. We're all the same, but we're all different. But that makes us all the same. It's a pattern that exists throughout the universe. Same, different, same. And
there's huge power in uniqueness.
You know, we're all unique. We're all individuals. We're all different. Mm-hmm. The question of having names is like, we can talk about it later. You know, when humanity comes together as one and starts talking as one, voice of all of humanity together, we can make decisions together. We can govern ourselves. We don't need any representatives who are corruptible and bribable. And, you know, like, we don't need governments. We will govern ourselves. Not one person will be king. Everybody's king. Everybody's, you know, let's forget that. Everybody's a human being. Not one person
rules. There's no king at all. There's no
zero.
Need for kings.
And if anyone ever tries... take them out. You know,
right.
There's no need for that. Humankind can come together as one and be at peace for the rest of time. That's
right.
The beauty of this. This is the revelation that, you know, there's a potential downfall here. If we trip and we fall and we die, then it's 1,000 years of evil and we're fucked.
Right. I just
That's
had
what
a thought.
I mean when we say we're standing on the precipice of. We're standing on the precipice of destruction or salvation, and I shit you not. Go ahead, sorry.
Absolutely. I just had an idea. If people get uppity like that and want to take control and, you know, get all greedy and stuff, we should, you know, like send them, we should isolate like one island, like in Hawaii, that's total paradise, and send them there and just lock them on the island, you know, in paradise till it heals them. You know what I mean? That should be the new jail of the, you know, awoken humanity.
Right. And,
you know, like,
you know,
in other words, turn them in reverse, make them live, you know, off the land in paradise. And, you know, in other words, that need for greed and power and control will just, you know, wash out of them naturally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that idea.
Me too.
You know, it's... You got a point. I mean, when I was young, I went to camp, and camp was paradise. But, I mean, we had to do things we didn't want to do, like sweep the floor in the cabin and wash the windows and blah, 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 blah. But then the rest of the time was, like, making stuff and as a clay or macrame
out in
or
nature and stuff, and you know, camping and stuff like that.
I honestly can see humanity turning into such a beautiful fucking thing that is so wonderful across the entire fucking world, everyone together, people respecting people. There's no need to be jaded because there's no infrastructure in place to set that up. You know, you just dismantle everything that is a old world fucking civilization that
it's all outdated.
That was the old way. We don't do that anymore, you know, like how much time do we got?
I don't know. A few minutes. The thing that gets me too is how just to point out how people are brainwashed to believe the opposite of what's actually true, and in the sense, like, if you look at animals, you know, people look down at, like, wildlife, you know, and they're just things, you know. They've just become, like, objects, you know.
Right.
But if you really look at, in other words, they, in the sense, they believe they're, you know, dumb, stupid animals. But in the sense, if you really look at them for what they are, you know, if you look, like, at a shark, you know, that's survived hundreds of millions and millions of years, you know, they're actually more evolved than we are, you know. They move across the earth, you know, more finished than we are. We're still children compared to them, you know. They're so wise, and that's, in that sense, it actually makes me question what actual intelligence is, because in reality they're more intelligent than we are when it comes down to it, because they're able to get along with all other species on the planet, you know, and in harmony, whereas we are not. So how actually, you know, that I question a lot is how intelligent are we actually when we're destroying the planet that, you know, gives us life? And we look down on wildlife that actually is able to survive and, you know, coexist with everything else, other species, you know, for hundreds of millions of years. And we can't even do it for a couple of hundred thousand years, you know.
Tell me about it. Well, I want to say that everything on Earth that's alive has a soul. You know, it's the soul is the it's such a foreign concept to so many people, but when you really wake up to it, it's like the spirit, it's the soul. And if you know you have one, it's your essence, it's your being, it's what's really you. It's your consciousness and your nervous system and your connection to reality. In a host, the host is your body. The body is like a physical thing. If you chop
it's
off your leg, you're still alive. You know, like. But the point is, every being on the planet has a soul, and you got to respect every being, and you know, and know what's inherent in their behavior, and be respectful of that. Like a snake, or a lion, or a tiger, or a bear, or a wolf. These are carnivores. I want to stress that in the future, humanity should stop killing animals. Period.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
We don't need to live. We don't need to sustain off. It's like we don't eat human meat, so why should we eat other meat? And a lot of people would argue with that right from the get go. Like, but if you're talking about a brave future that's bright and, you know, good for all of human civilization, but not just that, every being on the planet.
Right.
You got to make a change. Yeah, and this is a big fucking change.
That's what has to be put into context, is there's other life on this planet that's suffering because of us.
Oh, man, it's awful, man. I mean, I've seen enough shit that, you know, it makes me really question and not want to eat meat, and seeing how they treat pigs and cows, and it's awful. It's like it's turned into it used to be, you know,